I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
You sound a little distant.
Oh, no. Well,
emotionally or?
Yeah. I think emotionally a little bit. I think Dave is kind of out there sometimes.
Always thinking.
It wasn't too long ago you guys were doing radio interviews from the same building that we're in this morning.
That's right.
Well, everybody except Charles this morning.
We're all a little envious.
Charles, what's your locale right now?
I'm in Harbor Island. I'm sitting on I don't know what you would call this, a lounge chair. I've got a coconut tree right in front of me. Got a view of the water. I'm waiting on somebody to bring me a mimosa. I like to call it a bromosa. Morning started off right.
Living the life. Good for you.
No, it's a lot of fun. I mean, but, you know, I wanted to make sure, you know, I had to get my time in with Grunwald, you know, because I know he'd get all sensitive.
Well, you know what? I got to be honest with you, and I say this openly. I like your brother a lot more than I like you, and I really like your wife, and I follow her on Instagram, and I love how she has been redoing your house. And I will have to say that your kitchen, Charles, your new kitchen,
is probably
the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
He came in talking about this. You got to look it up right now. Look at the kitchen.
It's wild. It's not for everybody. It's bold, that's for sure. My wife, like, we moved in this new house, and I mean, and she's got, like, she calls it her ladies' lounge, and it's got, like, a neon light in it. It's definitely...
That's cool.
It's her style. She's got some funky style, but she loves it.
We're hoping that you invite us over for a sandwich.
A sandwich.
Let me know when she's done with that, Charles, so I can get her to come and decorate my trailer. We just upgraded to a double wide.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, listen, things are good for Lady Antebellum. I'm going to go out on a limb and say you're probably going to have your number one this week. Another one.
Well, that'll be amazing.
Yeah, we would be... absolutely over the moon, and we're just really so excited for the new music, this song, how it's connected with everybody, and the tour coming up, that we're just so excited to have Jake Owen and Maddie and Tay on with us, and just bringing some more songs off of Ocean to life on stage, and so but honestly, y'all, like, thank you so much for your support with this song.
Let's push the play button on Lady A right now. It's Charles, What If I Never Get Over Myself?
That's true.
You know us too well.
All right, we're coming back here.
Never get over myself.
Lady A is with us this morning, and Jake Owen just recently had an accident. He's your tour mate this time around.
I saw that. He broke his wrist.
Yeah, he was trying to teach his daughter.
Teach Pearl what not to do when you're skateboarding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I literally saw the article, and I just scrolled down. I was like, what's the accident? Because we have a tour in like 4 months together.
But no, I don't know if he's going to be playing the guitar much.
Yeah.
He says he'll be better by the time the tour kicks off in May.
Well, he doesn't really play the guitar very well anyway.
Yeah. You know, the thing that he's upset most about... Charles, he's got to go play in the PGA, right?
Yes.
Pebble Beach?
Yes.
Yeah. I texted him yesterday about that because I saw that too, Dave, and I was like, I said, oh, man. I said, I know the first thing on his mind is, oh, crap, is my wrist going to be ready for Pebble Beach? And he said he's going to do everything he can, you know, to, like, accelerate the, you know, healing of it. And I was like, well... You know, it might be good for you. You might be out there on some pain pills, you know, and just kind of thinking nice and slow and in your own little world and play really great.
But come on, you know that he's not going to be able to play in 3 weeks.
We're not doctors, but our consensus is that he won't be healed in time for that.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not a doctor. I play one in the bar, but I'm telling you.
Hey, if Tiger Woods can play on a broken leg, he can play with a broken wrist.
Ooh, We'll see him. But he's not Tiger Woods.
You heard it here.
More like Earl Woods.
None of us are.
Well, listen, we're looking forward to seeing you guys this summer at DTE, another, of course, big tour. And I will say this. I hope Dave and Chuck are getting ready for the next ping pong championship.
Guys, we've won every time. Okay?
What?
Didn't we win last year?
No. Your partner, Dave Chuck, is horrible.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I was about to say, me and Grunwald took it last year.
That's right. All right. Well, we got to do some, you know, maybe we'll rework the teams this year.
Well, Steve broke it. Yeah, I don't know if you know this, guys, but Steve injured his wrist recently in a hotel room accident.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Knock it off.
Oh, okay. We digress.
And it wasn't. It was a motel.
He doesn't do that in a hotel.
You know what his nick off. You know what we call him, don't you? Jergens.
Knock it off.
You go.
Oh, my God.
Listen, congratulations. Hey. We're just going to go out on a limb and say it. Congratulations on another number one hit. We love you. And we can't wait to see you soon.
Yeah, we all need a mimosa after this interview.
Bromosa.
Bromosa.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank y'all so much.
Thank y'all.
Thanks, guys. Happy New Year.